This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. Now, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, and our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the FedEx, the UPS, the bulk mail center haulers out there getting the packages and the mail delivered all around the countryside. And, of course, our suicide jockeys out there hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And let's not forget our Amazon warehouse people as well as our Amazon drivers out there, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and take advantage of all the different things we have to offer over there. Plus, our podcast is over there, and you can listen to the show live. If you can't hear it anywhere else on all the different means that we have to come in on, that's one place where you can hear it. And by the way, the show loops all day and all night till the next live show comes on. The latest show is on there. So, joining us right now from, let's see here. Yeah, they might be getting some snow up there. You might be up there in the snow belt today. It's Ron Edwards, host of the Ron Edwards American Experience. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Is it snowing?
Yes, it's light snow.
Okay, all right. Because I'm seeing... Thank you very much, gang. Okay. Because I'm seeing snow up there by you, all around you.
Yeah. We're supposed to get about 6 inches or so in our area.
Yeah. And more than that down below you, down along that lake, it's going to get.
Oh, Cleveland gets their normal 12 inches or whatever. You know, they always get a lot.
Yep. And this is a big storm. It starts out in Oklahoma and comes all the way across, goes all the way to Maine.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So it's pretty huge.
All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we get to point number one, how about Kevin McCarthy holding the lawn, holding his ground, standing his ground, with Adam Schiff and little old Mr. Swalwell, poor crybabies, are not going to get back on that committee.
That's good.
That's right.
He has the authority to appoint individuals who he wants on the committee. So
right.
I'm glad he is standing strong so far and doing what he said he was going to do. He needs to clean those swamp rats out, and I hope that he continues.
Yep, well, they're going to gripe, they're going to moan, they're going to bitch, they're going to try to complain, whatever. It's not going to work because all they're doing is exercising the same rules that Nancy
the
Pelosi.
Democrat.
Yep, that, yeah. Yep, that she exercises under. All right, now, classified documents have now been found at Mike Pence's house. Rather a shock, it was to me anyway. But I don't think it was anything intentional. I just don't see Mike Pence as doing something nefarious. And there's obviously a problem with these classified documents showing up where they shouldn't be. Somebody's not doing their job somewhere along the line.
Well, then again, maybe someone is doing their job. According to his team, Pence informed the National Archives on January 18th that a small number of potential classified documents have been found in two small little boxes. Another two boxes contained copies of vice presidential papers. Pence attorney Greg informed, he wrote to acting director Kate Dillon, McClure of the White House Liaison Division, National Archives and Record Administration to inform her of those papers containing classified markings. I think, you know, there's a couple of theories. People were kind of sloppy with their documents or whatever, or someone could be planning these things. That's what someone, I forget which network reported that, but someone was saying something to that effect. And I think that Pence is not going to get any real tough scrutiny because, and this is only my opinion, no one else's, he could be a swamp rat himself, and so they're going to let him slide with these papers or whatever. Because the only person that they really came down on hard was President Trump. And I find it ironic because vice presidents are not even legally supposed to have these classified documents at all.
Nobody other than the president. Nobody.
Correct. Yep. So I just find it kind of funny.
Yeah. Now, again, you won't get any argument with me on that. I totally agree. Also, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton claimed that the Biden administration unlawfully delegated the authority to declare a public health emergency to an outside organization. Now, what's that all about?
Well, the WHO, known as the World Health Organization, you know, they
I thought you meant the band.
Oh, yeah. I'd rather. Yeah, I like the band. They were great, weren't they?
Yes.
Said in the national report that under the Constitution, Paxton said, declaring a public health emergency is, of course, the role of Congress, which is true. And in the United States, to make this decision, we don't delegate under Constitution the authority to an outside organization like
all
the
WHO. Right. Hold that thought. Folks, coming right back with more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And we'll have an Edwards Notebook when we come back, so don't go anywhere. We shall read.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch. One of the major reasons Patrick Henry bravely helped fight for the independence of the United States was taxation without representation. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, today, we the people of the United States are amongst the most highly taxed on earth. But that is not enough for the greedy political hucksters in Washington, D.C. and some states like California. Today, the federal government rarely, if at all, governs on behalf of our interests. Multiple billions of our hard-earned tax dollars are taken from us to be spent on the support of millions and millions of illegal border crossers who are now living high off the hog because the government, without our permission, has welcomed in over 30 million illegal border crossers. The government elected officials were elected to represent we the people, but are now representing foreigners, including criminals and terrorists, instead of us Americans. That, my fellow sovereign souls, is taxation without representation. I say it's high time for a new revelation. What say you? I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
Alrighty, and the RonEdwards.com, that website, also happens to be a place where I can send you to go take a look at something called Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Because if you want the best in your cup, And I got some iced coffee right here beside me, and it happens to be Constitutional Grounds coffee. All you got to do is go over to theronedwards.com, the website, theronedwards.com, and take a look at the display that's there for Constitutional Grounds coffee, and go ahead and use the code that's there, the RE20 code, save yourself some money, and get yourself some coffee. Now, I like iced coffee, and this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to sample this right here. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Oh, that is so good. I'm telling you, I hate a coffee that's acidic. And this is just smooth as glass. Montequilla, smooth as glass. Constitutional Grounds, remember, it is the coffee that
you want in your cup.
There's that masked man again riding through in the horse going out the other end of the building. Okay, well. Now, you know, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we wind up with our governor, Ron DeSantis, who has rejected the Black History AP course, which is imposing a political agenda. And I don't know, you know, I know why they're doing this. They're trying to do anything but tell the truth when it comes to American history. As a matter of fact, there is no American history in the schools unless you teach it yourself.
Well, you know, Captain, what he rejected, in fact, if you look at three-quarters of it, the majority of it, it is very good history. But the last portion of it has nothing to do with actual Black history, which should be just inculcated. Real Black history should be just inculcated in American history, just called a part of it, just individuals who were Americans who made history. But the last part of it has nothing to do with actual Black history. It does something that I've noticed that leftist whites have done for a long time. They always try to pair Blacks with queer, because being queer is part of this so-called history lesson or agenda, and other things that have nothing to do with actual history. That last portion, the last quarter of that so-called history course, which, like I said, three-quarters of it is very good, but that last quarter has nothing to do with history, and it's mental poison.
Yeah.
Let me ask, you know, what does talking about queer activities have to do with Black history or American history?
Nothing. And what? why do they have to call it Black history? Why can't it just be American history?
Well, see, now you remember, originally there was a time where good Black history was excluded. And they didn't teach about great Black Americans for a season. And so then they said, well, we're going to have Black History Month, blah, blah, blah. What they should have fought for was to include great Black history as part of American history, because we are all Americans. That's what they should have come. That's the direction they should have come. Instead of separating first with Black History Month, yada, 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 the whole nine yards. And leftist whites have always tried to couple homosexuality with Blacks. I don't understand why they try to tie that carcass on Black Americans, but they do, and they did in this course. And other leftist oriented activities and things of that nature that have nothing to do with actual history.
I guess we were lucky then in my school district, because we had all of that came to us by the way of American history. We learned about all that stuff. There was no Black, white, green, yellow, pink, none of that stuff. It was all lobbed in together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time where you heard about great inventors, great Americans like Frederick Douglass, you know, whatever, Lewis Latimer, and then it was taken out. Mm. It was literally taken out because they recognize that if you don't learn about great Americans like that, and you're trying to poison a group, the leftists were always trying to poison and destroy the Black community through immorality, misinformation, et cetera, et cetera. Mm. You take away the good history, and so then what do you have left? The garbage that they've been spewing for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, then they established a separate Black history movement.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it almost sounds like it was by design, that whole situation. And now they want to couple it. Oh, yeah, here's Black history. with poison at the end.
Now, our fuel prices have gone up 16% over the last 3.5-4 weeks. And a lot of it has to do with China's desire to just drink gasoline and oil because they're buying up everything and anything they can get.
Well, see, no one, it seems like China is allowed to do whatever the hangnail they want to do.
Yep.
And it's not only China that's drinking up, as the way you put it, drinking up all the oil. Here's the thing. If the United States of America did two things, start producing more of our own like we were doing under the Trump administration, then, and this is only my idea, I believe, stop selling to China. They are an enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And just stop it. And if OPEC or whatever wants to sell to them, that's their business. But
sure.
As far as the United States of America, we shouldn't be selling our strategic oil reserves or new drilled oil or anything to China, in my opinion. We should utilize it ourselves and use our supplies and utilize what God blessed us with under the soil instead of just sitting on it like the Biden administration wants us to do to our own peril.
Right. Now, the GOP senators and some congressmen have told the Secret Service, turn over the Biden visitor laws, after we were told initially by the Biden people that, well, there weren't any logs. What logs? We didn't have any logs.
Oh, this is more silly stuff. Well, Johnson, who is the ranking member of the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, as well as Grassley, the ranking member on the Judiciary Committee, noted in their request that media reports indicate that the Secret Service is now prepared to turn over the documentation of visitors to President Biden's Delaware home if requested. So they're requesting. So, in fact, they're demanding now, and they're waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just find it really ridiculous that they're not turning over this thing so far. What's the big deal? I mean, if they haven't done anything wrong, what's the problem?
Mm-hmm. I agree. We'll all find out together, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, moving along, the Supreme Court is looking over its shoulder with the leaker still at large. I really think it's an insider there. Right there, could be one of the judges, could be the last judge appointed.
I believe it's either her or, oh gosh, who's that real, the woman, the Sotomayor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Latina?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a thought, you know, I have no proof or evidence. I just have a funny feeling. One of those two. And I even read a report that the Supreme Court may not even want to turn over or know who the leaker is. They're kind of afraid or whatever. I don't know.
Hmm. All right. Well, to be continued, we will talk again come Saturday morning. So have yourself a great week, and I hope you don't
too.
Have to shovel too much snow.
Oh, we're going to have a lot, so I'll be out there.
All righty. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. TheRonEdwards.com, the website. Go over there, check it out, and try some of that coffee. Constitutional Grounds coffee. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The Justice Department is seeking the breakup of Google's business model involving its digital advertising across much of the Internet.
Papers filed in federal court in Virginia alleges that Google abuses monopoly power in the ad tech industry, hurting web publishers and advertisers that try to use competing products. Attorney General Merrick Garland on Tuesday.
For 15 years, Google has pursued a course of anti-competitive conduct that has allowed it to halt the rise of rival technologies, manipulate auction mechanics to insulate itself from competition, and force advertisers and publishers to use its tools.
The FBI retrieved a small number of documents in sealed boxes with classified document markings from former Vice President Mike Pence's Carmel, Indiana home earlier this month. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for well over 9 years. The reason I take it, pretty simple. It works. Now, if you're having pain, if you're having swelling, if you're having inflammation, I have a product that will help you. It's called Relief Factor. And you can start out with a 1995 3-week quick start. Now, it has the ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. Now, you take this, it'll go right straight to the source. It'll lower or eliminate pain while it works its way to wherever it is it's originating from, and it'll stop it there, too. It's 100% drug-free. Love that part of it. And there's 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. So give it a try today. ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. One more time, ReliefFactor.com/captain. And speaking of the consumer, the Sports Zone quarterback, although he does consume a lot of stuff, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, Patrick Hyland. Yay! Yay.
Good morning, Captain Patrick.
Yay.
Your voice is always. Yeah. Well, consumer quarterback buddy, Mr. Brandon Rhymes will be up next. But I got your sports right now, Captain Scott Rowland. slipped on third baseman. He had committed by 5 votes to spare, just above the 75 percentile.
Did he get to the, Hall of Fame?
Yeah, he made the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. You know, just barely stuck in it. So it'll just be him and Fred McGriff this year, you know, getting elected into the Hall of Fame on July the 23rd. He became the 18th third baseman to be elected.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the fewest of any position. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. So,
very, very non-convincing making it. They're very weird. Last year, you know, he was at 10%, kept moving his way up the ladder. One of the few to come that far up. Andrew Jones, up there for our friends in Atlanta, Georgia, mm-hmm. He's at 55%. So there's going to be a few more guys that make it. Captain, what's your thoughts? Should the press vote on these guys getting into the Hall of Fame, or should it be their peers that played with them during that era? What's your thoughts? It
should be both of them.
Should be both of them.
Yep, the people that covered the sport, number one, and the people they played with, number two. And I would even include the fans in it.
Okay, I like that. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very sharp. Should there be a minimum criteria of how many hits, what your fielding percentage was, what your batting average was, MVPs, World Series? What do you think should be some of the criteria?
Well, obviously your batting average, your fielding percentage, your at-bats, and your errors, all statistics that would be there anyway for anybody that you were looking at. So there you go.
Absolutely. Well, it's funny how sometimes it does become a popularity contest, Captain. That's why I brought that up. I want to get your opinion on it. What's your thoughts about the steroid era? Should these guys, you know, be banned since Major League Baseball really turned, you know, a blind eye to it? Or do you have an expert behind them? Or do you just say, sorry, I can't let you in the Hall of Fame? What's your thoughts on that,
sir? I would let them in and I'd put an asterisk after their name.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I like it.
Yep, yeah. That's what I would do with those guys. That includes Sammy Sosa and Mark, whatever the heck, I can't think of his last name.
McGuire. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Sosa, those guys, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Would have it matter to you if they lied to Congress when they questioned them? Or would you just say they were just, you know, they were putting them out?
No, I don't like lying, so lying to Congress would definitely not be a pretty point. And, yeah.
No, it would hurt you. But it wouldn't, if they came clean and apologized for that, you give them a second chance and not hold it against them.
Well, it's just like Pete Rose. I think Pete Rose has paid enough for what he's done.
Okay.
Let him in and put the asterisk after his name.
Yeah, I mean, he never been against his team. That's been proven. And I think that should say a lot in itself. That's where, you know, I think the breaking point should be. I know they don't want you to do it because then that leads to you possibly betting against your team. That's why they forbid it. And I get it. But he never did. So, you know, he didn't break the golden rule. So, talk a little bit of football with you, Captain. It looks like O'Brien, great college coach and a decent offensive coordinator in pro football, is going to be going back to the Patriots, and the kid Mac Jones from Alabama, quarterback, is real happy about that. So that should do very well for them up there in good old Patriot land. It's going to be interesting to see how they, you know, get better this next year. That's 2 years in a row they didn't make the playoffs. That's kind of unusual for a Belichick team and a New England Patriot team.
Yep.
And staying on football, San Francisco 49ers going up to Philly, Captain. We'll talk more about that Friday, but what do you feel is going to happen there? Do you think Philadelphia's, you know, indestructible right now, or can San Francisco find a way to win it?
Well, I think San Francisco can beat Philadelphia. However, I think right now Philadelphia's got the better team, and I think they're on a roll.
I would agree. I would agree with you, Captain. And then Kansas City Chiefs. You know, Patrick Mahomes has that high ankle sprain, and, you know, he will be at home, though, against the Cincinnati Bengals and Joe Burrow. They seem to be hot again, Captain. You know, they got hot last year in the playoffs to get to the Super Bowl, and now they're getting hot again to see if they can repeat and go back to the Super Bowl.
Well, I hope to hell that Mahomes doesn't get hurt any more than what he already is.
I agree, Captain.
That is stupid to put your career on the line to get hurt in a game. I understand it means a lot, this, that, and the other, but still.
Yeah. Well, you know, to get back to the Super Bowl, Captain, boy, that's hard. I mean, if you can find a way to play, you're going to find a way. But you're right. Don't want to see anything happen to him. I'd like to see another, 8 to 10 years of this kid playing in the NFL. We need to get a few more guys like him playing to make the game, exciting here, the quarterback. And there's a lot of running going on, and guys are going to get hurt. I'm sorry. It's just going to happen. You got to be very cautious when you're rolling out of the pocket, running downfield. But speaking about quarterbacks, it looks like Rodgers, he hasn't decided whether he's playing or not. That's hard for me to believe, Captain. I can't see him retiring at this stage of the game, Aaron Rodgers. But who knows? I don't know if he's doing this for attention. Tom Brady made a comment, hey, if I knew what I was doing, I would have already said it. I don't know about that. What's your thoughts on that, Matt? Do you think these guys really know what they're going to do and they just kind of keep it close to vest, or they really don't know?
I think Brady wants to play one more year somewhere where he's got a chance to win a Super Bowl. I think he's holding out. I really think that he's looking. I know he'd like to go to San Francisco. That's just not going to happen, especially if they get into the Super Bowl. How on earth is he going to justify getting in there? He's not. I believe he'll wind up going with probably the Las Vegas Raiders. If not, the Carolina Panthers are really hot to trot on him.
Yes, that would be interesting if he were to stay in the division and we'll see what happens in that.
And Aaron Rodgers, I don't know what to tell you about Aaron Rodgers. I just don't see him being anywhere other than Green Bay.
Yeah, a lot of people say that. If Tom Brady doesn't go to Vegas, though, that's where I think Rodgers will end up. One of those two are going to be in Vegas next year. I really do believe that, unless something really transpires not to happen. And just to let the people know, hey, I love Transpire Insurance to help the people out. If I can help out anybody out there listening right now with their insurance needs, please feel free to call me. I'd love to talk to you. 813-966-1052. Easy number to remember. 813-966-1052. I help out people every day. Captain Matt Bruce can share that with you. With their insurance needs, get them in the best program with the least amount of money out of pocket, with the lowest, co-pays, with the maximum insurances, from life insurance to health insurance to annuities. Feel free to call me. Let's sit down, have a cup of coffee, talk a little sports, get to know one another, and see if I can be of help to you and save you money. Patrick Highland, 813-966-1052. God bless you, Captain. Talk to you Friday.
All righty, Patrick Highland, the Sports Zone. Go over there, check out him on Sundays, and the podcast is over there, too. Facebook, on the Facebook page, the Sports Zone. All right, I'll be right back with the consumer quarterback, and that would be none other than Brandon Rimes. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back right after these messages coming your way.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Frank Silvano. You hear him on Mondays and Fridays here in the program, hour number four. He'll be back again on Friday. Now, this part of the program brought to you by our friends down there in Sarasota, Domrich Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all of their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Remember, Domrich also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. And you can give them a call at 941-922-2345, that's 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. That number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to the Captain's America Third Watch Hotline, and we've got Brandon Rimes, a consumer quarterback with us. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
How's the world treating you today?
Hey, everything's good. You know, the market has kind of started to reset as far as real estate goes, but that's to be expected. It's just a reset, not a crash. There's still low inventory in the real estate market. In most markets, so that's still, that's still driving sales. It's keeping prices somewhat stable. They are declining in some areas. So So, yeah, and then, you know, we were going to talk about construction starts also.
Yeah, because the news is very much so that a lot of these homes, and I've seen it, so and I asked you about it yesterday, I don't quite understand what they're doing. A lot of these homes are being built, and they're not being finished.
Yeah, so that's, you know, there's different level of builders, you know, small, medium, and large. So some have different, you know, as far as their funds go, they have different funding sources and they have different availabilities of funds. So the ones that can't and don't have the deep pockets or maybe not have a deep of credit line, they may have to, you know, shut down, and then you have what they call fractured projects. So then you'll have, at some point, you'll have investors come in, buy those projects, and finish those projects out. However, on the, you know, when you look at home buyer sentiment, because I had just talked about on my show a CNBC article that talked about buyer sentiment was the highest, home builder sentiment was the highest it has been in 12 months, and the number came up to 35. But anything below 80 is seen as negative. So it's still up, but it's still, overall, it's still down and it's still low. So buyer sentiment, or the home builder sentiment, according to the National Association of Home Builders, is up just a little bit, but overall it's still at a very low number. So, so housing is still in trouble. The good thing in certain markets, like where I'm based with Keller Williams Realty in Tampa Bay, is that we do still have low inventory, about 1.5 months supply of inventory, which still makes it a strong seller's market.
Well, again, depending on where you look and what you're looking for, there are some areas out there that are really suffering. They've tried a lot of different things, tried a lot of different gimmicks and whatnot, and I think it's all just a case of well, let's take California. We just heard that California, the governor in California, and the legislature wants to pass a bill taxing the people that left California if they haven't already taken up residence in another state. Now, by that I mean if they haven't changed their license from a California license to a license, say, in Arizona or whatever.
Yeah, that's horrible. And that guy is the absolute worst, mayor as far as pushing these woke politics and, you know, decriminalizing pedophilia and just all the different things they're doing. It's just unbelievable stuff that you most common layperson just looks at it and says, man, that's either one, it's just bad, or number two, it's evil. And that's where I tend to think. I think California, in general speaking, there's some great people out there, but, you know, their leadership is just horrible. And that's where you see the exodus. People are leaving in record numbers, and they have been. And not only there, you look at Lori Lightfoot in Chicago and Illinois and then Adams and New York. Like, people are leaving these states that are authoritarian, totalitarian. They want to lock people down. They want to tell you how to run your business, how to run your personal life, mask up and get your shot, double shot, triple shot. People don't want to be told that, and they're leaving to states like Florida and Virginia and Tennessee and Texas, because Florida is governed by a great governor, Governor Ron DeSantis, who's stepping up and he's fighting for freedom. So that's one reason why our real estate market is much more hot/warm than other country states.
Well, he's being user-friendly, I guess would be a good word, when it comes to the people coming into Florida, because you know that, you know, they want to move here, but they also want a place to live. And if for nothing else, there's some... I guess they call it affordable housing. Some of these apartments are going up now.
Yeah, we got some apartments. You see different apartments, developments. And you know, that's the thing. It takes a long time to get zoning done. I've got a lot of vacant land listings as well. I sell commercial properties, vacant land, and residential. So I see, a pretty good share of the market with our volume levels. And, the challenge is with buying dirt, developing land, is that, sometimes municipalities, they don't play ball, and they don't want you to do a certain thing, and they want to keep this land industrial, and that land, they want to keep it, agricultural or whatever. So you have to really, have the deep pockets when you're doing a development. And by the time you start the development, you're looking at 18 to 24 to 36 months or more, to get the project done. So that plays into the timing And then interest rates come into play as well with the, you know, the crooked Federal Reserve and the system we have in Washington, D.C. that's broken. So there's a lot of dynamics to it, but, you know, we'd love to help your folks anywhere across the country through Keller Williams Realty. My name is Brandon Rimes. My number is 813-917-1894. You can call or text me on that line. It's 813-917-1894. And it's Brandon Rimes with Keller Williams Realty in Tampa Bay, Palm Harbor, Florida.
All right. Well, I look forward to talking to you again next week, and stay warm.
All right, buddy. You too, man. Thanks a lot.
All righty. That's Brandon Rimes, consumer quarterback from ConsumerQB.com. Go over there, check it out, and you'll find out more about him. And his program is heard Mondays through Fridays here on the flagship station. All right. Now, let me just make way for the ocean ship here. So here we go. All right. Get ready, everybody. Get ready, because we're going to light the stairwell up here. So get ready. It's about to happen. For real. About to happen.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business. Let me tell you idiots at Davos, you know, we can solve global warming by China, Russia, Germany, Switzerland, all of you giving us all your money to the American people. That's how we'll solve it. Socialism is when the government creates a problem and wants the American people to pay for it, okay? That's the definition of socialism. Okay, now let's get down to Mike Pence. Now, for all you don't understand anything about politics, like Rush Limbaugh would say, I know these people, okay? I know these people. What happened here? Joe Biden's all over the news. Hunter Biden's all over the news. 24/7, can't stop it. So what does the left do? They usually do want to, they have to change in there. They usually send a hitman out like they did in California. Okay, that's number one. They try and change there. That didn't work. Okay, so then they come out with Mike Pence. Now, Mike Pence, hate this, got to be said, he's a Judas. He worked with Donald Trump. Donald Trump did more for the American people than any president since Ronald Reagan. Okay, so now the lawyers go into Mike Pence, and then they try and change the narrative. Okay, that's the bottom line. And if you think that the new House members are going to do anything, you're smoking something. The only person that's the kingmaker is Donald Trump and the American people and the 80 million people. The only people that can save this country is Jesus and the 80 million people that went out and voted for him. Get to work and save the country. Peace.
All righty, it's Todd in Tampa. I don't know what other things Mike Pence could have done. Nobody's ever really said anything or explained anything, but it was certainly limited as to what he could do when he was sitting up on that final day, January 6th, to have the Electoral College vote and all that. But anyway, that's what's invoked in the Constitution. If you go look it up, go take a look. All right, I'll be coming back tonight with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Have yourself a great day. Enjoy the weather. Stay warm.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.